UCLULIT will head to the polls on Saturday, June 28, to elect a new municipal councillor in a by-election. The four candidates running are Miles Morrison, Trevor Jones, Todd Avelina and Mako Noel. To help give readers insight into their four options to elect, the Westerly News asked each of them, what will be your top priorities if elected and why? Below are their responses. June 28's polling station will be at the UCLULIT Community Center, 500 Matteson Drive, and polls will be open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. The election lands after the Westerly News print deadline that week, but results will be posted at our website, www.westerlynews.ca, as soon as they are released. Miles Morrison. UCLULIT is growing. Let's grow it to this vision of our town. A pleasant, friendly village in a beautiful place, no parking enforcer atmosphere, welcoming guests to a real live working community. UCLULIT is working. Let's have good jobs and business opportunities. We know you can do it here. We have resources, talented citizens, support, good internet, big trees, big ocean, big slugs, big whales, scenery and weather. I am never bored here and you won't be either. UCLULIT is arts, culture, recreation. That's what it takes for people to live, work and play in a real town. We all know people who came here for a couple of weeks and are still here decades later. We need to encourage and enhance the possibilities. Professionals all, medical, educational, legal, administrators, trades and craftspeople want to live, work and have families here. UCLULIT is families, a real community supports families, kids to seniors and activities for all. We need to work on expanding the seniors' home. We didn't let them close the elementary and high school to amalgamate them into one. We made a lot of noise to keep them both and that's what happened. Renovated elementary school, brand new high school, they look amazing. The unfortunate timing on their part was that they tried to do this when the town was just coming into its biggest growth spurt in decades. Goes to show that we the people know what's best for our community. We insisted on recycling, even had to run it ourselves for years at first. Let's demand that North Island College not close its local campus, expand it instead. We should look for other educational opportunities for our area as well. Let's lobby for a UCLULIT campus of a big-name university like has been done in Bamfield for years. I support the multiplex project. I asked the developer of the project at Big Beach what the affordable housing component was and he said there was none. That is not okay. I did not agree with approving narrower streets and less sidewalks in the development. I do not approve of an apartment building at the entrance to Big Beach. It would be more appropriate in the middle of the development. There are other housing initiatives to pursue such as static housing price and taxes. I am pleased with the turnout of good candidates full of ideas and promise for this by-election. Thank you UCLULIT for your participation, that's what makes it all work. Trevor Jones. Hello UCLULIT, my name is Trevor Jones and I'm running in the upcoming by-election on June 28. I have lived here since 2008 and have been the owner-operator of a licensed B&B with my partner Penny since 2010. When I retired in 2017, I decided to commit part of my time driving the elementary school bus and have really enjoyed that service. Recently in 2024, I started driving for BC Transit and currently work as their senior relief driver. I am also the shop steward for the Allied Transit Workers Union Forbes Road Local. Long Beach Peninsula is such a special place and I believe this is where I will catch my last wave, hit my last pickleball, and walk my last beach. You know what I mean. UCLULIT is so very special, and for those of us so fortunate to call it home, we want it to stay that way. To that end, I would like to become your elected representative to bring my professional experience managing coastal communities and developing sustainable economic initiatives while stewarding the community as best as possible through the changes that we will continue to face together, strong and united. I believe in a community development that relies on the natural capital that surrounds us, making sure we don't deplete the natural resources beyond their sustainable rates of regeneration. We have to have an adaptive economic plan that is developed concurrently with our official community plan. We need to make sure we are consulting with all groups and interests in the district while recognizing the importance both culturally and historically of the safe harbor to the original ancient peoples that are the Utu, It, Ath. We can celebrate this connection and our unique place in it always with an open heart and mind and with the goal of continually improving the lives of all residents. We need to strive for greater business certainty. We need a happy, productive civil service guided by a competent, experienced SAO who is committed long-term to the community. Finally, we need a council grounded with confidence in reliable consultative pathways to you, the residents, and taxpayers. I commit to these principles, and I have the time and energy to get the job done. To learn more about my views on issues in town or listen to local testimonials from supporters, please visit www.votetrevorjones.com or follow me on Instagram at UKEEtrevor. You can also reach out to me by email to ukeesurfing@gmail.com. See y'all around town. Todd Evelina. Hi, Ucluetians. I'm Todd Evelina, a Ucluelet resident, researcher, entrepreneur, parent, and community advocate. For over 20 years, businesses, governments, and non-governmental organizations have trusted me to facilitate organizational change, create innovative products, and develop future leaders. A number of community members I admire have asked me to seek the position of district councilor because I have the necessary skill set to meet the moment our community is currently facing. Their asks, as well as the conversations I'm now having on doorsteps, are encouraging a vote for a fresh perspective and a new type of leadership that will generate much-needed momentum. I've chosen to seek this position not only because I care deeply about Ucluelet, but because I am a recognized global expert in participatory community engagement, with a deep background in moving complex projects forward with large groups of partners. This foresight and expertise ensures that projects move forward efficiently, with good community dialogue, and without the need for costly repetition. In recent years, in collaboration with Ucluelet and Tofino-based charitable organizations, I've written grants and fundraised over $85,000 for capacity building, programming, events, and workshops that serve our region. This month I will complete my first 2 years of service on Ucluelet's Accessibility Committee. And I've consistently served our community through advocacy in Victoria and Ottawa, raising awareness of our town's unique context and needs with provincial and federal leaders, and volunteering for both our Member of the Legislative Assembly, MLA, and Member of Parliament, MP. In this shortened by-election term, I aim to hit the ground running and partner with council and district staff to move projects forward. I've spent the last 5 years reading every council package, attending every council meeting, and building strong relationships with council members, community members, and district staff. This active participation in Ucluelet sets me ahead of competition, ready and able to step into action on day one with a fresh perspective that carries no bias or baggage. I've spoken to many community members who are frustrated with bottlenecks in our municipal systems. It's important to respect the partners around the table, and also to work a lot more efficiently than we have in recent years. We need to build affordable housing for essential workers, we need to expand recreational facilities to keep our community active, and we need to fund improvements that future-proof our aging infrastructure. If we don't address these issues with haste, I fear our community will continue suffering from inaction. Let's realize a thriving future for Ucluelet that balances community care, healthy living, and a diversified economy where residents earn living wages, together. Learn more about me by visiting futureucluelet.ca, follow me on Instagram at futureucluelet, or email me at toddevelina@gmail.com. And remember to vote for Todd Evelina to be your next District of Ucluelet Councillor on June 28th. I look forward to representing you and ensuring that we invest in a future that we all love. Mako Noel. If elected, I will focus on practical, overdue priorities that will actually move Ucluelet forward, not more talk, not more studies, but action. 1. Infrastructure that supports growth. RMI, Resort Municipality Initiative, funds need to be redirected toward what truly matters. Our failing infrastructure. We can't keep buying park benches and decorative features when our underground systems, water, sewer, and storm, are at the end of their shelf life. These funds were meant to support tourism-driven communities, but supporting tourism starts with functioning infrastructure. It's time we get aggressive about changing the playbook. If the rules need to be challenged or rewritten so we can use RMI to rebuild what's beneath our feet, then let's get to work. We can't afford to keep putting a fresh coat of paint on a house with a cracked foundation. 2. Cut the red tape, support development. We've got to stop pretending we're protecting the town by slowing it down. The development process in Ucluelet has become inconsistent, slow, and frustrating, and we're driving people away because of it. We have families that want to live here, businesses ready to build, and a housing market in crisis. It's time to shift the tone at City Hall from gatekeeping to problem-solving. I will push for better internal alignment, faster timelines, and a clear mandate. Get to, yes, or no, quickly, and respect people's investment. 3. Plan and build for our future. We need to stop kicking big ideas down the road. Our indoor recreational spaces are maxed out. Our community center has served us for 2 decades, but we're overdue for a second facility, one that provides year-round sports, activities, and gathering space. If elected, I'll push to get that planning process moving with a clear vision and a realistic timeline. These facilities don't appear overnight, but they also don't appear at all if no one is pushing. 4. Fire services must be paid for. We need to stop pretending our volunteer fire brigade can carry the full weight of emergency response without proper funding. The reality is, many organizations, both public and private, rely on our fire services but aren't contributing fairly. That needs to change. If elected, I will push for a funding model where heavy users help cover the real cost of service. We owe it to our volunteers to ensure they have the tools, training, and compensation they need to do the job safely. There are 4 strong choices in this election, but I believe I'm the only one offering a voice that's different, direct, and ready to act. And yes, I'd also get that bloody sign at Forbes and Peninsula removed so we can actually see who's coming.